So now, is Radharasuta Niti, verse number 9, beginning. This verse is about the, again, Saraswati Upada is addressing his mind, as in verse 14 we covered yesterday. But here he's talking about Vrindavan, the glories of Vrindavan, the attraction of Vrindavan. Vrindani sarva mahatam apahaya durad. Vrindatavim manusara pranayena cheta. Sattarani krita subhava sudarasogam. Radha bidhanam iha divya nidananam asti. O mind, cheta, here, verse 14, he addressed the mind as mano, and here is cheta. Like we say, cheto dharpana marjanam, it means purify the mind, consciousness, all things, heart. O mind, so now this is what he's telling his mind, so we should listen. Leave, cast aside, throw away, reject, leave all great things or great persons or great countries. Germany, Switzerland, France, whatever. There's some big great countries out there. Leave all great things or persons far away and go to Vrindavan, Vrindavan, with love. Don't just throw and go. If you're going to throw someone, you better be going to someone you love. So if you're going to throw great persons and great things away, you better be throwing them away because of a higher attraction, because of a greater, higher ras. So Vrindavan is that divya nidanam. He says divya nidanam. Nidhi means treasure. Divya, transcendental treasure. So he says, go to Vrindavan, but with love. Prayena. Like pran. Pranayena. He says, pranayena, go with your heart, not with your eyes and your camera. Vrindavan means come on the feet of your heart. Walk on the feet of your heart. See with the eyes of your heart. With love. Why? Why should we go there? Because here in Vrindavan, there is a divine jewel. There's a special jewel here. Throw away all this other useless rhinestones and what's that imitation diamond? What is it called? I forgot. There's some, it looks like a diamond. There's a zirconite. Is it like, is it right? It's something like zirconite. It looks like a diamond. So throw away all the zirconite and come here. Why? Because here there's a divine jewel who is full of rapturous nectar. And then we'll get to the word for word. And then, of good moods, Suda, Subhav. Who is that? Named Radha, who redeems the sincere souls. She liberates all the great devotees. So this is the basic translation. He's discussing yamas and niyamas, do's and don'ts. Do, throw away everything useless and meaningless. What we think is great. And come to Vrindavan, here you'll find the jewel, the Divya Nidhi, the transcendental jewel of Radharani. So let's look at some of the notes and some of the commentaries in this verse. I gave an introduction. I said this verse is commanding the mind. It's a command to the mind. Because we have to direct the mind. That's what sankalpa means. Sankalpa means resolution, affirmation, firm decision. Irrevocable plan. For example, it's Kartik. All right, I make a resolve. It's called sankalpa. I take a sankalpa that I'm going to bathe every day. I'm going to offer this ghee lamp. I'm going to do that. Everyone knows it's called niyam. Niyam means specific regulated offerings. Niyama. Niyama. So everyone has that. So we say that in the beginning of the month. We make that. For 1 month, I will do these things. But then every day, you have to remind yourself, oh, that's right, I forgot those asthakams. I went to this class and that class, and I talked to this one, that one. Oh, it's 10 o'clock, I still have these asthakams. Anyway, So this is the niyam. We're bound. In this month, we're bound by the niyam. Even though we're in rag marg, but we're increasing our rag, increasing our love for Radharani and attachment for Radharani by offering more. So this is our niyam. So not only is it once in the beginning of the month or the beginning of Ekadasi, you make a sankalpa. I will fast all day. I will do nirjal all day by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And then halfway through the day or towards the end of the day, oh, I'm so thirsty, hungry. Anyway, almost all day I fasted without water. No, this is my sankalpa. I took this sankalpa in the morning before my Thakurji. Oh, Thakurji, please bless me. I promise I want to offer this to you. I want to fast all day. Please bless me. And then we repeat our sankalpa. We reassert our resolution. So this is, now if it's 30 days, every day you have to remind yourself. So this is what he's telling. This is a sankalpa. He's commanding the mind. Do like this. Leave everything, go here. And why should we go here? Why should we leave everything and come here? Because there's a great jewel of love here. There's a great jewel of beautiful moods and sweet moods, subhava. He says, subhava sudha rasogam. So this is what it's all about. He says he's commanding the mind to let go of everything else, move to Vrindavan, take shelter of Radharani, and get saved. Sat-tarani. Jagat-tarani. Jagat-tarani is a name. Jagat means universe, and tarani means deliver. It's a name for Durga, for Shiva's wife, Parvati. She delivers the universe. Jagat-tarani. So here it says Sat-tarani. Durga is busy delivering the universe, Jagat-tarani. But Radharani is Sat-tarani. Sat-tarani means the devotees, the truth seekers, the seekers of truth, the livers of truth, the worshippers of truth. So she delivers them. She delivers everyone in Vrindavan by her Shakti, by her mercy. So this, he says, you'll get this jewel. This is the... So I titled this verse, Radha, Jewel of Vrindavan. Divya Nidanam, that's in the verse. So in the first line, he's saying, Vrindani Sarva Mahatam Apaya Durad. Vrindani Sarva. Brinda means group, like we say, Vrindavan. Vrindavan means a group of forests. The totality of Vrindavan, which is 100, is 12. 12 mukhyavans, 12 major forests, and 136 upavans, or small forests. So the totality of 148 forests is called Vrindavan, Brinda, group of. But then, of course, there's one of those 12 mukhyavans is Vrindavan. So here he's saying, Vrindani sarva mahatam apaya durad. Apaya means to reject, to give up. Durad means dur darshan. Dur means difficult, far, away. Mahatam means the mahatams, the great people. The great people, the great places, the great ideas, the great pursuits. I had one friend recently, he wanted to pursue a financial career and make so much money to serve Krishna. And somehow he got Radharani's mercy and he became crazy about Raghunuga Bhakti. And he started going over there by Gopinath Mandir for lectures. And he called me on the phone. It was practically, I had to hold the phone like this. He was so excited. He says, forget it. Forget all making money for Krishna. I'm dedicating myself to the lotus feet of Kinkri of Radha. I said, really? I couldn't believe it. I said, this is the amazing effect of Harikata and Sadhu Sangha. So this is the whole idea. The first verse is saying, all great plans, sarva mahatam. Mahatam, everyone knows, sarva, all big things. And like we say mahants, but not mahants, but mahatam, great people. And the Goswami Astikam, tyaktva turnamashesha mandalapati. Tyaktva turnamashesha mandalapati. Mandalapati means the same thing. Sarva mahatam apaya durad. It says, mandala pati. Pati means rulers. It means father or husband, rulers, lord. Brajapati. Brajapati Sri Krishna ki? Jai. Brajapati means the lord. the controller, the commander. So this pati, so this is tyak, tyak, tyaktwa, tyaj, tyaktwa, turnama shesha mandalapati, mandalapati. Who did that? What did they do? Rupa, Sanatan. They dined with royalty. They mixed with kings and ministers when they were older. When they were young, they mixed with Mahatmas and Brahmin pandits and Chaturvedis, and when they studied Vedas with all the great sages. But here, they left everything, and they came and they took one dhoti. They had a dhoti. They came to Vrindavan, they ripped it in half. But one is a lungi and one is a chatter. Radhe, 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 radhe. Before, they wore silk jackets with gold studs. Because when you're the minister of the king, the emperor, you can't come in a white gumption, a white lungi. You have to dress the part. Everyone knows. You have to dress according to the role. If you go to a formal wedding, you don't go in your blue jeans. It's obvious. So they gave up everything because they were mad after this Divya Nidhi, this great jewel of Radharani. So this is what he's telling. Here, Brindani doesn't mean Vrindavan. It means Brindani means Sarva Mahatam, all groups, all varieties of groups of great things. We have to give up. We have to reject. So then that's the first line. So the first line is saying, this is the yama. This is what we want to. Whenever there's progress, we have to reject one thing and accept another thing. So he says, reject this. Tyag, throw it. Apaya. Apahaya. Apahaya. Apahaya means reject. Durad. Durad means keep it far away. Keep it very far away from you. Away from your mind, away from your heart, away from your sparsha, your indriya, your senses, your touch. Not interested. So that's the first sentence. That's the negative. What's the positive? Brindatavim anusara pranayena chita. Then the second line, let me see what note I took on the first note. Renounce and stay far away from all great persons and things. Oh, I see. Yeah, so there's a sequence. If you do this, then you get that. So this is how these verses work oftentimes in Shastra. One verse is kind of overlaps to the other verse. So that's what I saw when I was studying it. So in order to fully accept line two, you have to fully embrace line one. You got it? So in line one, he's saying, renounce and stay far away from all great persons. In order to fully accept Vrindavan, we must let go of all other objects and goals. Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatana Goswami in Sanatana Shiksha, Madhya Lila, chapter 2187. Everyone knows the basic verse. Asat Sangatyag, Evaishnavachar, Stri Sangeka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta R. Translation, we should avoid materialist non-devotees and intimate association with sense enjoyers. And Rupa Goswami says the same thing. Jana Sangha Tyagat. This is in Nectar of Instruction. Jana Sangha Tyagat. Jana means people, human beings. Sangha means association. Leave. So Lord Chaitanya is telling Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami is telling all of us, and Saraswati Pad is telling all of us the same point. Sarva Mahatam Apahaya Durad. Leave everything behind. Because all these so-called, what we say, the Mahatam, all these so-called great persons, they're no more valuable than powdered glass. You take some glass and break it in little pieces and put it in your mixie, in your blender, and get powdered glass. It's insignificant. What we think is great is actually minuscule, infinitesimal, worthless. So this is, because this is all this great thing, all this Mahatam is simply glass, and if we come to Vrindavan, we get Radharani, we get Vrindavan, we get Prema, we get everything, which is Divya Nidhi, Divya Nidhanam, Divya Nidhanam Asti. That's the fourth line. So he's saying reject all big people, big activities like karma kanda rituals. This is in the Tika by Srila Natadas. I'm mixing my everything together. So he's saying, what does mahatam, sarva mahatam, apahaya mean? Sarva mahatam apahaya dura. It means big things, big people, and big activities. Because in India they do big, big maha yagyas, maha mahotsavs, 108 yagyas, 108 brahmins. One sadhu friend I have, Sonaria Baba. He's a Ramanandi sadhu. He's a worldwide pracharak. He said, oh, I just came from Japan. We had 108 homokuns. I said, 108 homokuns? 108 individual yagya kuns. I said, you Japanese people, you have Brahmins over there in Japan? He said, no, we bought from India. I bought from Vrindavan, 108 Brahmins. I said, okay. What, airfare is one thing. What about plus wages? I mean, heavy. That's a mahatam. That's a sarva mahatam. That's a big program. 108 fire yogis, 108 Brahmins for 7 days, and he did saptaha. I mean, it's like, that's big. That's a big thing. And he's big. He's a big sadhu. He's very nice, my friend. So I was thinking, that's impressive. I'm happy with my mala. I'm happy with my japa mala. That's good. So he's saying here in the tika, mahatam means big things like karmakanda rituals, yagyas, devi, devata pujas, big tirthayatras to distant places and mountains. All Chardham Parikrama, Haridwar Parikrama, Gangotri Parikrama, Yamunotri Parikrama, Kailash Dham Parikrama, Mansarovar Parikrama. Very attractive, very beautiful, very fresh air, beautiful landscapes, amazing, awe-inspiring scenery of the Himalayas. This battery, we had a battery, local battery in this thing for 2 days, it went dead. And this one's been 20 minutes, it's about to go dead. They don't have Duracell here, this kind of square battery. You know, this devotee's going to bring tomorrow. This is Indian, 20 rupees for a half hour. Jai, Jai, Shri Rai. Do or die, it's all for Rai. Somehow the show goes on. No, that's India. That's the byline of India. Somehow or other, the show goes on. It goes on and on. Thousands of years and millions of years. Eons come and go. So all these devi. So these are very attractive, and I often meet devotees. Oh, I'm going to Mansarovar. I'm going here and there. I say, under my breath, I say, how unfortunate. And to them, I say, oh, that's nice. That's wonderful. In my heart, I say, how unfortunate. Why would you leave Bharat Bhumi, what to speak of Vrindavan, to go to Tibet, to Mansarovar, when you don't have to? It's just your whim, your wish, your will, your icha. Live, die, serve, sleep, eat, everything Vrindavan. That's it. This is called resolve. And our acharyas are telling only that. So I'm only telling that. And I'm only doing that. So at least something. I'm walking that talk. And I'd like to walk all my talk. Try. So this is what he's saying in the first verse. Because even many devotees, they live in Vrindavan. Oh, I'm going here. You're leaving Vrindavan after lakhs and lakhs of janams, after lakhs and lakhs of janams of Sukriti and Punya and Sadhu Seva and Kripa of Sadhus. You got to visit Vrindavan or stay in Vrindavan for a few days, few weeks, few months, or a 5-year visa. And you're running away to Kulu Valley because it's too hot? Oh, Radharani, I love you, I love you, bye. It's too hot. What, it's too hot to love me? It's too cold? We laugh, but she has ears. Radharani's ears, she has eyes. Who goes, who stays? I mean, if you have a visa, you have to go, what to do, you do. But when you have a 5-year visa, every summer we go to Kulu. That's right. And you don't have kids? I mean, maybe for the, sometimes family considerations are different. Don't misunderstand me. You have children, you have to go vacation. Everything, many things when you have children, you have to adjust. But if it's just one sadhu or one lady or a couple without kids. So that's the first line. Now the second line. Brindata vimanusara pranayena chita. This is... He's saying here, go to Vrindavan, anusar. Anusar generally means follow, but she, Advaita Dasji Maharaj, he translated it as go to, because that's the context of the verse. Follow Vrindavan, anusar. Means to follow. Anukaran, anusaran. Guru anusaran, guru anukaran. Anukaran means to imitate the guru. Anusaran means to follow his shiksha, his teachings. So it means follow and also go. Brindatavim anusara pranayena chita. Go to Vrindavan with love. Pranayena chita, your mind, your heart should be full of loving feelings. I'm going to Vrindavan. This is Premdam Vrindavan, Leela Bhumi. I have to be very careful. I have to always check my mind. Like in the West, people look in the mirror. They have these success-building courses and all these things. You look in the mirror in the morning. Oh, yes, I'm great. I'm wonderful. I'm happy. I'm peaceful. I'm going to treat everyone nice. And I have all these, psychology type things to self-improvement. So as devotees, every day when we put on tilak, okay, I'm living in Vrindavan. Don't let me offend anyone. Let me respect everyone and love everyone and serve everyone and be careful everywhere I go and control. This is important. It may sound elementary. If we're already on the platform of Nishtha Ruchi, our mind is somewhat tame. Our mind is somewhat tame. T-A-M-E. Tame means pacified, controlled. Tame, T-A-M-E. Somewhat controlled. Vasibhut. If we're on the level of Ruchi. But we know ourselves. Everyone knows themselves. They know their mind. They know your tendencies. You know your weak points, and whatever weak points you have, and whatever negative, unspiritual tendencies you have. Guess what? When you come to Vrindavan, you're going to find out about the ones you didn't even know about. What to speak about the ones you know clearly about? You're going to find about the ones you didn't know about. It's a test, because this is the place where you get prem. This is a place where you get darshan of Radha and Krishna. So do you think you can attain Krishna prem or darshan of Radha and Krishna without being qualified, adhikar, or tested, parikshit? Like we say, nadi parikshit, examining the nadi for the Ayurveda. Must be parikshit. And so it's a test. We're all intelligent young people, and we're all, so many tests we took with this hand, we wrote this, that, so many tests. So this is a test of consciousness, a test of mind control, test of vacho. Everyone reads the verse. Everyone goes to some school, VIG, vacho vegam manasakrota vegam jiva, and they have a test and they learn vacho vegam manasakrota vegam jiva vedu vatrasapeta. Acha. Okay, yeah, that's not. Oh, I got top grades in the class. Then they come to Vrindavan. Hey, you stupid! You know why are you cheating me this ad? You. Vacho vega manasakrota vega ocho. We have to live our philosophy. We don't just study it and spit it back in a test or show off how many, 10,000 verses we know. It's very good. You should try to know. But we have to live it and just live and realize 5-6 verses. So now line 2, he's saying... a little addendum I had to line 1. It was an afterthought in my notes. Because he was saying, it's not in the Tika, but I saw the parallel. He's saying, Saraswati Pad is saying, Vrindani Sarva Mahatam Apahaya Durad, that these Mahatams, these great kings and our fathers, our uncles, our bosses, our teachers, or whoever we think is great, whoever holds a position of greatness in the West or great activities or endeavors or pursuits, Sarva Mahatam. And I saw that this Mahatam, then it reminded me of this verse from Mahabharata, Mahajana Yena Kata Sapanta. So give up all that, come to Vrindavan, follow Mahajana Pant. Mahajana Pant means the path, the way, the example of the great devotees, the Mahajanas, the great persons, the Satjanas, the devotees, the Bhaktas, the Gurus, the Babajis, the Sannyasis, whoever, any great devotee. So we give up these false or temporary Mahatams or great people and we follow the Mahajana. Mahajana Yena Kata Sapanta. I just want one addendum there. That's from Bhagavatam also, 5.5.2. There's another verse, says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahor Vimuktes, Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sanghi Sangam, Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sanghi Sangam. So there Rishabhadeva is telling in the fifth canto, the same Mahatam, says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahor Vimuktes. When you serve the great devotees, any small service, Mahatam, when you serve them, then the mukti dwara is open. The gate of liberation is open just by rendering a little humble service to a great devotee. So this is the power. So here, when you give up all the mahatams outside of Vrindavan, the Vrindani, the Sarva Mahatam, Apahaya Durad, when you give them all up and come to Vrindavan, then you'll find a world of spirit, Divya Mahatmas, Divya Mahatams, spiritual great personalities, sannyasis, babajis, grihastas, goswamis, whomever, great ladies, all kinds of wonderful great personalities. So then we, by serving them, we get out, we get liberated, we get the mercy, kripa. By serving, you get the kripa. So in this line 2, we have some notes here. It's just saying, basically the translation is saying, go to Vrindavan with love. That's the basic line. Go to Vrindatavin. Vrindatavim anusara pranayena chaita. Go to Vrindavan with pran, with love. So when we come, when we come to Vrindavan, we should follow the way of loving service. Raganuga bhakti anusara pranaya. So this is, when he's saying anusara pranayena, anusara pranayena means to anusara follow, the way of love. So the way of love is Raganuga bhakti. Raganuga bhakti, we have that phrase, Raganuga bhakti means the path of attachment. You're attached because you're attracted. You're attracted because you're interested and you have feelings. So the way of attachment is actually the way of love. In a vidimarg or vaidimarg, we have the idea and concept that love is the goal. Prema pumarta mahan. Prema pumarta mahan. That, yes, the goal of life is Krishna prema. And we say it after Tulsi Puja. After the 10 offenses. Anyone avoids these 10 offenses will attain Krishna prema. So we know that that's the param gati, that's the prayojana, that's the goal, Krishna prema. We know it, and we're trying in our own way to attain it. But when some actual attachment for that prema, an attachment for the prema sarup and prema sarupini of Radha and Krishna comes in the heart, genuine attachment, then that's called rag. And that rag creates certain desires. It creates certain interests. It creates certain enthusiasm. It creates certain taste. And that's the very proof that rag has arisen in your heart. That's why it's very rare. They could even advertise, you know, here's free tickets to Vrindavan, anybody that promises to practice rag bhakti. I'll give a free air ticket to anybody, round trip ticket to Vrindavan, if you go to Vrindavan and promise to practice raganuga bhakti. And so everybody will take the free ticket. But when they get here, the examiner will go around and say, You don't have rag. You don't have rag. Get back. Go back. So even if you offered free tickets, everyone may take, but who actually has? Because that's what I've seen. It's actually very rare. Because in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the Purva Vibhag, Eastern Division, chapter 2, verse 309, Rupa Goswami Pad is telling that Krishna Kripaya, he says that this Krishna Kripaya or Bhakta Kripaya, that one only attains, first he says Raganuga Bhakti Prapti, one only attains Raganuga Bhakti or takes up Raganuga Bhakti by the mercy of Kripaya, by the mercy of Krishna or Krishna's devotee. So how, and mercy is causeless. You can't buy it, you can't make it happen, you can't use your logic or ingenuity and somehow make mercy happen. It's not a chemical formula. somehow it happens. And if one has the mercy and he has that fortune, then there's a trick, because Krishna, the guru and Krishna may give rag, or the sadhu, for Radha and Krishna. But then if there's not absolute Trinadapi Sunichena, it's taken. If you become proud, oh, somehow I've been given this genuine rag, interest in Raghunuga Bhakti, and I'm practicing. Oh, I'm big, you know. Then you're out. What is given is immediately withdrawn. It's causeless. You can't cause it to happen. You can't keep it if you misbehave or misthink or misfeel or misact. Because all in Krishna's eyes, in the Father's eyes, the blind child, he loves the blind son as much as he loves the PhD gold medalist son. He loves them all equally. So whether someone is a beginning student or someone in Vaidhi Bhakti or Rag Bhakti, they're all Krishna's devotees and they're all Krishna's children. And he loves them all. So that what we see is the higher the devotee goes, the more advanced the devotee goes, the more absorbed he is in serving and the more absorbed he is in humility. The biggest sannyasis and the biggest babajis I've ever seen in my life, they're the ones sweeping the floor when there need be. Maybe they're giving class or they're giving pravachan or they're writing or whatever. But they're not afraid. I was seeing the other day after the lecture, there's one big babaji here, one of the senior devotees. He was folding up the mats after the lecture. After all the Bengali grihasthas left and all the babajis, he was picking up those red and blue carpets, you know, it's called dadi or something. Dadi they put down to sit on. And he was just doing by himself, and there's some other, his godbrothers there, some Western godbrothers. And he said, "You want to help?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, maybe we should do it too." Otherwise, he would do it all himself. 20, 30 of these big blankets you have to fold up. It's a big hall, you know, over there. So this is because he has rag. He's a raganugiya. So this is why it's saying, and this is the path, this is the telling here in this line too, that the great souls, their great personalities, and we see the examples in their biographies, there's great souls, they left everything to take shelter of Vrindavan. And what did they do when they came here? They cried for Radha and Krishna. Ekbar, what is that song, you know, Radhi Radhi Kota, you know, that Gorkishwardas Babaji Maharaj. He's saying, Ekbar Radha Kund Dake. Ekbar Dake Radha Kund Me. Radhe Radhe. Abar Dake Shama Kunde. Yeah, so Ekbar Abar. In Bengali, it's somewhat, almost the same as Hindi. Ekbar, one time I'm in Radhakund and I'm on Dake. I would say, Preme Deko Chaitanya Nitai. You know this? Sharira. You should know some part of it, at least the last part. The beginning is like this. Maybe like this, but by the end you wake up. Sharira Vidyajal Jyotin. And then it goes, Preme Deko Deko. Deko means loudly shout, Chaitanya Nitai. No one does. Everyone. Before they even finished, they're already Prema de Chaitanya Natroy. So the Dako. Ekbar Dake. Ekbar Dake Radha Kun Me Radhe Radhe. Abar Dake Shama Kunde Radhe Radhe. Kote Go Prema Mahi Radhe Radhe. Huh? Tomar Kangal also. Tomar Kangal means I'm Pagal or what? Kangal. Kangal means what? Beggar. Tomar Kangal. Yeah. Bikari Kangal. Thank you. So these great, they came to Vrindavan, they left everything, and they even left their attachment to food and drink and everything, like the six Goswamis. Or like what I put here, I put an example in my notes. I thought of Madhavendra Puri. He gave up everything, Madhavendra Puri, and he came here. And he gave up his attachment to food and drink. He was always absorbed in pranaya bhajan, because I'm taking this word, brinda tavin manusara pranayena cheta. Because I'm saying pranayena bhajan. This Raghunuga Bhakti is pranayena. It's with your pran. Apan, apran, prana utpan, all these pranas, with your heart. Rag means heart bhajan, heart chanting, heart puja, heart, everything with heart. And he came and he said, I don't need to eat. I don't need to eat. I don't need to drink. I sit here in Govinda Kund and I'll face north towards Radhakund and Barsana and Nandagram. I'm looking towards Nandagram and Barsana and Yavat and Radhakund and Shamakund. And I'm on the south side, south bank of Govinda Kund. I'm looking. And I'm seeing in the Kund, I'm seeing this is Govinda. And I'm seeing this is Govinda Kund. And I'm seeing this is Giridhari. Govinda Giridhari. And I'm just chanting, Govinda Giridhari, Govinda Giridhari, Govinda Giridhari, Giridhari, Govinda Giridhari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that, I don't care. This is Prayana Bhajan. This whole prana, my prana is my bhajan. Prana, we have this, we digest our food. Aham vaishwanaro bhutva pralinam, what is it? Aham vaishwanaro bhutva pralinam dehamashrita pranapana samayukta pancham yanam chaturvidam. There's a verse in Gita where it's saying prana apana. The Krishna says, I am the fire of digestion. Aham vaishwanaro bhutva pralinam. He says, I am vaishwanaro. Vaishwanaro means jadaragni. The fire. I am the fire of digestion in the belly, and I digest the four kinds of foodstuffs with the pancha pran, the apana prana and apana. Prana is in the Gita. So this, we eat food and our prana digested. But this pranayena bhajan, Raghunaga bhajan, his food, his water, everything is the holy name. He didn't drink. He didn't eat. This is Madhavendra Puri. Because he was doing the highest example of Raghunuga Pranayena, Pranayena Bhajan. That's the idea. Kanda Vrindavan and Anusara Pranayena. Anusara means he's saying, go, come to Vrindavan, go to Vrindavan. But then Anusara means follow also. So I took Anusara. Okay, Kanda Vrindavan. Anusara. Vrindatavin Anusara. And the translator is saying, go to Vrindavan, leave everything. Okay, now take anusara, which is a verb, because the verb in Sanskrit can connect to the word before it and can connect to the word after it. So now take it, anusara pranayena cheta. Take this as a phrase. Anusara pranayena cheta. Then cheta means it, the consciousness, the heart, the mind. Then pranayena, anusara, follow the pranayena citta. Your mind should follow the anusara pranayena. Pranayena means pranayena bhajan. Pranayena bhajan means raganuga pranayena bhajan. This is my deduction. And it's correct by Siddhanta, so it's acceptable. It's not apasiddhanta. So he, back to Madhavendra Puri, he's sitting on the banks of Govinda Kund and he's crying throughout the night. He's just crying. He had so much greed. Pranayena chitta, his whole consciousness was absorbed in his bhajan. His whole prana was Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Inhaling Govinda, exhaling Govinda. His whole prana, his life air, everything was Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. He had so much greed, intense desire to attain Gopal Sangha, darshan of Govinda. He was crying throughout the night. And the peacocks in the kadamba trees all around Govinda Kund, there were so many kadamba trees, even in 1977 when I came. So many kadamba trees all around there. And when he was crying out, Govinda, in the middle of the night, all the peacocks, oh, 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 oh. You know how they meow or whatever the sound they make. All they would be also respond by crying back. So this was his mood. When he was crying out, his mood was, he was totally in. This is why he was sitting on the banks of Govinda Kund. Yeah, a little bit too much Radha. I have to, you know, Govinda Kund. Because my Gurudev stays in Govinda Kund and sometimes in Radha Kund. And he's in Govinda Kund. I say, why you stay Govinda Kund? Why you stay in Radha Kund? Also, it's also a Kund, Radha Kund. He said, no, I like Bhajan is better in Govinda Kund. Many Babas are in Govinda Kund. Very Shanta Babas. And Govinda Kund. So he said, Govinda, Radha, Radha, Govinda. So these two Kunds actually make a pair because our Yugal Thakur, for the Gaudiya Sampradaya is Radha Govinda. Thakurji Radha Govinda. So our Radha is Radha Kund and our Govinda is Govinda Kund. So you can't have Radha Kund without Govinda Kund, and you can't have Govinda Kund without Radha Kund. That's where all the Radha Kund, you know, Astakali Lila, Mandri Baba Upasaka, Sadhus, so many live at Govinda Kund, but they're meditating on Radha Kund. Even they lived at Radha Kund before, but it got too, was too much disturbance in the atmosphere, so they moved there. And I can appreciate that, but disturbance or no disturbance, and can't be Radha Kund, because that's Das Goswami's firm resolution. There's one shloka in Vilakusamanjali I mentioned the other day. It says, A triva eva mama stan. So he says, because a triva and ihaiva. A triva means here and here only. A triva and ihaiva. He says, here I will live. Here only. Eva means certainly only. Here only in Radha Kund. He's writing, here only I will live. Then he says, samavasa, mamavasa, and mamastana. He said, here only I will live, and here only I will stay. So he repeated it twice, his vasa and his sthan. In other words, his Prabhudatta, you know, we say Prabhudatta Desh, this is my place where I'll stay. I'll live here and I'll stay here doing my seva. So this is nishta in Radha Kund. So that's also good. He's a Govinda Kund. This is Madhavendra Puri. And he's doing this anusara pranayena chitta. And he's crying out. So his mood was, when he was crying, Ai dina dayar danatta hai. This is famous. Ai dina dayar danatta hai. Maturanath kadavaloki se. Ridiyam twad aloka kataram. Dayata brahmyati kim karomyaham. He's saying, kim karomyaham. Oh, dayata. Oh, dayata Sri Shyam. Oh, dayata Sri Krishna. Dayata. Dayata means my heartily beloved. Dayamoy. Dayita. Dayata means my very beloved Krishna. It says, Dayata, Brahmyati Kim Karomyam. You are my beloved, and you are in Mathura, and I am in Varsana. And what Kim Karom, what am I to do? I'm Brahmyati. He said, I am totally bewildered. I Dina Dayardanath, hey Gopinath, you're so famous. Dina Dayar is as a savior and liberator and compassionate for the poor and the impoverished and those that cry out to you. And now you're Mathuranath Kadavalokyase. You're the Lord of Mathura. You were Gopinath, and now you're Mathuranath Kadavalokyase. Kada, he's saying, Kada, when will I see you again? When will I see you again? You've gone to Mathura. I can't see you. When will I see you again? Not seeing you, then Ridiyam, Aloka Kataram. Alok. Lok and Alok. When can I see you again? And without seeing you, really, my heart is Kataram. Kataram means breaking. Kataram. Just like the words. It sounds like Kataram. Kataram. Kataram means breaking, splitting apart. Breaking, splitting apart. Kataram. This is his pranayana. Pranayana. Anusara. We have to follow Anusara Pranayana Chaita. We follow this type of bhajan. Of Madhavendra Puri. This is the example he set in Govinda Kund, in Vrindavan. In Vrindatavim Anusara Pranayena Chaita. He gave up everything. Madhavendra Puri, he's a Jagat Guru all of India. He traveled all over India meeting great personalities like Nityananda and giving him Diksha, and like Advaita Acharya and giving him Diksha, to name a few biggies. He's a very big Acharya. And he could sit in a big seat and be worshipped. And he came here as a beggar. Grew his hair, grew his beard. No one knew who he was. Just living incognito. That's why people come here, so they can merge into the forest and be forgotten. And when you walk from South India, it takes several months. So no one's about to run after behind you. Hey, where'd he go? Where's Gurudev? I don't know. I heard he went north. He went to North India, to Vrindavan. Okay, Jai Gurudev. He went to a jungle full of tigers. Oh, yeah, let's go see him. No, not today. So here's another example. And look at the type of bhajan they give. Hey, Gopinath. Hey, Nath. Oh, Lord of the poor and downtrodden. Now you are Mathura Nath. Oh, when will I see you? Without seeing you, my heart is breaking in two. Oh, my dearly beloved, what shall I do now? Kim karom yaham. This is Brindatavim Anusara Pranayata Chaita Bhajan. Living in Vrindavan, following the path of loving desperation. We should live in Vrindavan and follow the path of loving desperation. I'm desperate. Like someone is a drug addict. If he doesn't get his fix, he becomes desperate. Or if you don't get water for days on end, you become desperate. Desperate means, I don't know how to say desperate in Hindi. You know Hindi? Vyakula. Yeah, Vyakula. Vyakula? Whenever we bring up a Hindi word and ask different Hindi people, everyone will have 10 different meanings. You know, he'll say Vyakula and he'll say something else. Language is like that. So this is what he's saying. That devotees feel that I've left everything. So many great things I left behind. To come to Vrindavan, to see Krishna, and to love him. But what now? What now? We left a big country, we left a big family, we left big fame, fortune, whatever. Many Western people that come here, they're famous people, they're musicians, or I met some. You wouldn't know it because they're not going around with a tag. I was a big guy, I was a big lady. They don't sell. Fashion models or any types of big people, they come. They get enchanted by Krishna and they come here. So now we come here and we practice bhajan, pranayena chitta, means heartily crying and separation. This is viraha bhajan. I looked up once on folio, Vipralamba Seva, and I found one phrase in all of Prabhupada's writings where he says that our way, you can look it up in the folio, you can see yourself. It says Vipralamba, V-I-P-R-A, Vipralamba Seva, Srila Prabhupada, he's saying our way, something about our way of bhajan or our way of serving Krishna or something like that is Vipralamba Seva. I thought, wow, this is it. There's so many gems there. If you collect all those, everything's a gem. But depending on your adhikar, which gem will affect your impact on you more. But that is particularly apropos and applicable to the path of Raghunatha Bhakti. So that's the basic point of this line 2. Now line 3. Sattarani krita sabhava sudha rasogam. Sattarani krita sabhava sudha rasogam. Sattarani krita. Krita means to do, to act. Sattarani. Sat, I mentioned sat means eternal, Satchitananda. But eternal means the people of eternity, the eternal people, the seekers of the eternal, the seekers of God, of the Absolute. There's a sat. Like we say, Sadguru and Sadshishya. My guru is eternal, birth after birth. The very, very same guru will come to me. And Krishna will show me the way and help me understand and recognize him. Obviously, he won't have the same nose, or he may even have the same nose. He may have the same form. One of my teachers told me the guru may come in exactly the same form. And your form may change. Krishna may give him exactly the same form, so you'll easily recognize, hey, this is my guru. But for sure, Krishna will give you the memory to realize this is my guru. And even if his form is not the same as it was in previous, but the same guru. Janme Janme Say, what is it? Prabhu Say. The Narottam Das Thakur, that is not an emotional outpouring, a way of seeing guru. That is a fact. It's a guru Vandanam. Chakudano Diloye. Janme Janme Prabhu Say. Janme Janme Prabhu. This Prabhu, Prabhu. Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhu is used for Mahaprabhu, Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, the teen Prabhu. The teen Prabhu of Gaudiya Sampradaya is Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu. And then Guru Prabhu. But then, oh Prabhu, you know, where's my shoes? Oh, Prabhu. Really, it's not the proper term. We use it, but it's not really quite correct for just, you know, das and dasis and dasis. But at any rate, he's saying here, Sattarani, these are the Krita means Radharani. When you come here, Radharani, she delivers these people. And then now the line describes Radharani. So first we heard, leave all, everything, Sarvamahatam, come to Vrindavan, follow the great devotees, follow the path of Raghunuga Bhakti. Then what will happen? That Vrindavan will deliver you. The great devotees will deliver you. But most especially, all this deliverance that's performed by the great devotees, or the deliverance or liberation or perfection that's given to you by the great devotees and by Vrindavan, is actually given by Sarvashakti Mayi Radha. She is the background of everything, the cause of everything, the moving principle behind everything in Vrindavan. Satarani Krita Subhava Sudha Rasogam. Now this verse is all about Radharani. Subhav Sudha Rasa Ogam. Each word is a glorification of Radharani's Mahima. Radharani Mahima. Subhav Sudha Rasa Ogam. Ogam means concentration, lots of, an abundance. And ras means one. I saw one Western devotee translated the word ras as divine rapture. It's a very difficult word to translate. Srila Prabhupada translated rasa as mellows, right? Mellows, very nice. Mellows, emotions, feelings, ecstatic rapture. Divine rapture, divine meaning spiritual. Spiritual, deep, loving emotions, rasa. So then that Radharani is a rasa ogam. She's an abundance, unlimited. And sudha means nectar. And then subhava means, su means good, auspicious. Bhava means feelings, subhav. So the translation here is she is full of rapturous nectar. Radharani is full of rapturous nectar. And that Radharani is the one that delivers us when we come to Vrindavan. So two qualities. The translator has translated rasogam, although it means abundance, he translated as a nectar stream. I translated as who is full of rapturous nectar. And he said she is a nectar stream of good moods. That's also nice. A nectar stream, because sudha means nectar, and ogam is making that into a stream. Abundance, a stream. In other words, a river. A stream means it's steady flow. Steady flow. So abundant. So ogam actually means, you could say that, because ogam means abundance, but it's not an abundance that has a saturation or a limitation point. Like, oh, he has an abundance of wealth, but you may be able to measure it. He may have $100 million. Well, how much does he have? Well, he has an abundance. Abundance means lots of. Well, how much? 100. But in this case, this word ogam means an abundance which is immeasurable. So it's going on and on and on. So I guess that's why the insightful translator said ogam means a stream of nectar, sudha rasa. But he just said a stream of nectar of good moods, but he forgot the rasa. So she's Radharani is a nectar stream of rapturous. She's a stream of rapturous nectar. Combine the two. So these are two qualities of Srimati Radharani. She's a nectar stream of wonderful feelings and moods, and she compassionately delivers the devotees. Because one of her moods, one of her subhavas, subhav of Radharani, which is one of her great nectarian qualities, is the fact that she loves devotees. She really loves devotees, and she loves to help them. And she, he's on the other side of the flower vase. I can't, you know, it's kind of like the kunja. You know? He's behind here, I guess. He likes it that way. So this is one of her special features, is her loving compassion for her devotees. Because it's one thing when you take shelter, when you come move in someone's house, then they really take notice of you. So someone might be very compassionate, and they go out in the public, and they show their feelings of compassion by helping people and distributing food, but then they go back to their house, and they have their private house and family and life. But if you move into somebody's house and sit there and look like you really need help, and look like you really need some compassion, and you're sitting in the person's living room, then he says, oh, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be out in the public. I go and distribute to the poor. This is my house. Why are you sitting in my living room? I give all food out in the food center and the Food for Life Center. I give so much charity and blankets, everything. No, I'm really in need. I want you to really to notice me. I'm going to sit here in your living room so you won't forget me. You have to take notice of me. So that's what it means to live in Vrindavan. This is Radharani's house. This is her living room, her playroom. It's her playroom, her living room, her sleeping room, her everything room. She has so many rooms here. Every inch is a place for her lila, her stali. We read that in verse 14, or Madhurika. What is it? Stalika. Madhura Stalika. The very sweet lila places are all sweetened by Radharani Padanka. Sri Radha Padanka. The lila stalis of Vrindavan are sweetened by the footprints of Radharani. So this is her quality, that sattarani, that she delivers. Subhava. So if someone has subhava, has so many good moods and good feelings, so what's the proof of it? Well, one of her good, obviously she has mahabhava, and that's the greatest development of su, or goodness, is mahabhava for Krishna. But in relation to the sat, to the devotees living and taking shelter in Vrindavan, she's tarani. She delivers them. And that's also her bhav. That's her karuna bhav. Karuna bhav, this is her su bhav, is her karuna bhav, that wonderful compassion. Even she's so compassionate that many devotees, especially Brijvasis, because of Radharani's unlimited oceanic compassion, they often address her as mother. Mother Radha. Radharani's my mother. Everyone knows she's the consort and beloved of Krishna, but they address her like that. And there's another class at 4:00, and so I should end about now. I think it's time. So we'll continue with verse 9 tomorrow. More discussion on this beautiful verse. Vrindani sarva mahatam mapahaya durad Vrinda tave manusara pranayena cheta Sattarani krita subhava sudara sogam Radha bidanami divya nidaranam asti. O mind, leave all great things or persons far away. Go to Vrindavan with love. Here in Vrindavan there is a divine jewel who is full of a rapturous stream of nectar named Radha, and she liberates and redeems the sincere souls. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.